It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
Tuesday edition of Not Necessarily the News.
Where down, girl.
Facts come first, but fun comes in a very close second.
Let's start right out.
That's right.
Hey, what
facts
happened?
Are fun. And happy with the fact that you Hanksters are streaming live with us on our Hank Facebook page. Do what you do in the comments section. Well, a quick war update. President Trump yesterday said, he said two things. First thing he said was opposing forces have lost most of their military capabilities, Navy, communication system, Air Force, talking about Iran. And he said the U.S. progressing much faster than the original estimate, 4 to 5 weeks, and the war could be wrapping up soon. He then said 2 hours later that we have a lot left to do, though, with the war in Iran. So maybe we can get some sort of
MAGA
at 747 clarification on that when we have the Donald on. Now, when it comes to the war of the Prescotts, the fallout from the Dak Prescott and former fiance Sarah Jane Ramos's broken engagement continues on, because yesterday, now all of the guests that were going to be there, it was supposed to be a destination wedding over there in Italy, Lake Como, Italy, set for Friday, April 10th, in exactly a month, and that got called off over the weekend, of course, and we still don't know exactly what happened. It had something to do with the dual bachelorette parties that took place in Cancun. It definitely, though, did not have anything to do with a prenup, evidently.
Okay.
And it looks like she's the one that called it off. But everybody that was supposed to attend ended up getting the emails that said, quote, as many of you know, our wedding currently scheduled to take place in Lake Como, Italy, Friday, April 10th. It is with heavy hearts that we privately inform our attendees we have made the very difficult decision to cancel our wedding. We deeply apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you, and we welcome your prayers. Then it was signed by both Dak and Ramos on that. So, a wrap for them, or for her, rather. Dak's people not talking at all. The only
Everybody's one talking was Cowboy Jerry on the show
yesterday, who's got to...
Yeah, look what happened.
Got to rebook DJ Clue for the event. That's too bad. Rep for Ramos said, quote, the couple is committed to raising their children together in the most loving and positive way. We may never know. We may never know.
This is really sad.
But now you know.
Those babies are little.
What am I going to do with this bucket that I bought them? By the way, if you ever invite me to a wedding, you're getting a bucket, even if it's not in the registry.
In related news, this is also what happens when you don't invite everyone. You know, if everyone was invited, there'd be more pressure.
Well, it's unfortunate, really.
Sometimes it's a good pressure.
Would have been great over there in Italy.
Aloha!
Timothy Chalamet under fire today for criticizing ballet and opera.
Mm.
You know, he's Kylie Jenner's boyfriend,
yes.
So he's up on everything hip and now and wow. And insinuating these classic types of art are old and out of touch.
Ugh.
So who's going to call this guy out on the carpet? You may ask. It's not Penelope or Marge, KB. Mm. No, those are your cats. It's a different cat. That would be the Doja Cat.
Opera is 400 years old. Mm. Ballet is 500 years old.
Yeah. Mm.
Your industry has a tough time. My industry has a tough time.
Tell him.
Doesn't mean people don't care about it.
Yeah.
People care. You show up in a nice outfit, you sit down, and shut up.
See? That's how it's done. In related news, all forms of dance, from what I understand, are based on a little thing called ballet. That's why you start with the ballet.
I thought it was the electric slide.
Mm. It's easy to get confused, along with the tush push.
I would have never have guessed Doja Cat being such an opera fan. They don't normally allow them in the opera house. Oh, well.
Meow, 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 meow. Larry knows.
Capitol Hill yesterday, live at Nation, reached a $200 million antitrust settlement with the Department of Justice over Live Nation and Ticketmaster practices. Live Nation, by the way, owns Ticketmaster. So this was as like half the country's states were in this lawsuit against Live Nation saying that, you know, they're jacking up prices and they got a monopoly going on and stuff like that. Well, they didn't bust up the monopoly necessarily. First of all, $200 million in damages to participating jurisdictions, whatever that means, and adopt structural changes, all intended to increase competition. So they are breaking them up a little bit. They're going to have to get rid of some of the venues because they own the houses in a lot of these amphitheaters. And Dos Equis over there, that's Live Nation. They're going to have to spin some of those off and open up portions of ticketing to competing companies like Eventbrite, SeatGeek, and other stuff so they can then jack up the prices. It did nothing to say anything about ticket prices in general, though, which I thought was the whole point on this. But nonetheless, they will still be allowed to put fees on both before and after. And Live Nation actually said, their one quote is, tickets are actually priced by the artists and the teams. It's their show. They decide the cost. And then they folded their arms and went off.
Did they say, I know you are, but what am I?
Pretty much. That's how it happened. Okay. So I'm glad that got settled.
Yeah. Crystal clear.
And concerts should be free soon.
Mm.
They will be at 8. I mean, Travis Tritt tickets.
The Lord speaks in mysterious ways, and for Gwen Stefani, that was through the Labor and Delivery Ward. The wife of Blake Shelton reveals in a new YouTube video that she really wanted a third baby at the age of 43. But conceiving that late can be a little tough. So she'd actually started studying the Torah at the time. Her son Kingston then pops up, Mommy, can we have a new baby in the house? She says, honey, I'm too old. So he starts praying to God for one every single night. Boom! Apollo was born when she turned 44. She calls it her very first miracle.
Well, isn't that lovely?
It is. I think so.
One person's miracle is another person's nightmare. Heaven helps on that.
It's National Ranch Day if you happen to have sons.
A couple of notable passings. First of all, lost... really a true original. And boy, if he had a LinkedIn, Augie Myers passing away at the age of 85. I don't know what you'd list him. Psychedelic rocker, Tex-Mex, Tejano, bandmate. First of all, he was an accordion player for the Sir Douglas Quintet. Those that know, know. And then the legendary Texas Tornadoes. And though maybe not as famous as Freddie Fender and his cohorts at the time, he did give us...
Hey, baby, que paso?
There he is, Augie Myers.
Thought I was your only vato.
Hey.
Yeah, everybody knows that, or at least that part. And then Boston lead singer Tommy DiCarlo passing away at the age of 60. He replaced original singer Brad Delp. Weird note on this, both passed away on March 9th. So beware of the 9s of March on that, especially if you're in Boston.
So the Golden Arches celebrating that Big Arch burger last week, which we all concurred has just a few too many onions.
I don't know. Mm. It's pretty good. I tried
it. Did you try it?
I tried it.
Did you have a better reaction?
Pretty good. Not bad.
Did you see the guy in upper management who tried it from McDonald's?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was their CEO. He could barely stomach the thing. Yeah. Yeah, he's probably more as a kale dude.
Yeah, I know.
Looked like it.
Anyway, there is more. How about combining your lunch with your shoes? Well, they're celebrating the All-American Games over at Mickey D's with brand new Crocs keychain toys and little decorative stickers to go on them inside the Happy Meal. You can look for that on Friday. And I gotta say, I took a peek at these. Mm. They're ridiculously cute. But if you want something more mature, because we know you are a man of the world, KB, and you now have a wife, so she's concerned about things like your protein intake.
Ah.
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings, they've got a brand new espresso proteini cocktail. It's made with muscle milk and has 10 grams of protein. Not to mention, comes with the Buffalo Wild Wing flavor in there as well. So I think you should try that first.
Gotta get
I nominate you.
My protein, bro. That's right, Pete Hexa.
It goes really well with your mini chainsaw.
Dallas Cowboys yesterday actually spent some money Actually, the most they've spent in a long, long time. They've agreed on a 3-year, $33 million deal with defensive safety Jalen Thompson. He was formerly with the Cardinals. The deal would be the richest external free agent deal ever signed by the Cowboys at $12 million per season. That's pretty sad. We haven't spent that much money on anybody outside of the team since Greg Hardy. And that was a while ago. And that went great. Joining him will be defensive end. They traded for Rashawn Gary. Traded a fourth-round pick from the Green Bay Packers. So, helping out that defense. And in other NFL news, Travis Kelce did announce yesterday that he will be returning to the Kansas City Chiefs for a 14th season. Signed a 1-year deal, expected to be around $15 million to play. So Travis Kelce will be back, because it's either that or spend all day in a house full of cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.